This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Two of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Clockwork.
Hey, listen, I'm not gonna hear from you, dude. We've let you skate the last couple days on real. You're on real thin ice, dude.
What are you talking about?
You are on. I'm getting complaints.
Can I just
left
say something?
No. I will let you say something, but let me say what I have to say.
Uh oh.
I have been getting complaint after complaint after complaint that we are letting you skate, and you're skating right now. On thin ice, pal.
Yeah.
Thin ice. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So, I haven't been close.
Well, okay, dude. That's ridiculous.
I have not been close.
That's ridiculous.
And let me tell you, I tested the waters of how committed I am to this. I went to Walmart.
Alone or with people?
Alone.
Nah, that doesn't count. You need somebody to comment to.
So I have to go with someone?
Yeah.
You know who's the worst? Who I can't, like, I could go with Mel and she'll understand. But my daughter, oh.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Thin ice, dude.
I'm good.
Thin ice.
I'm good. What is this, day three?
Yeah.
My first Fish Friday. I made it.
Oh, your Fish Friday? You're going to get the, what are you going, fried fish today? You going to get some mahi?
I'm getting the catfish. I had mahi on Tuesday. I had mahi with crawfish on it, and you know, it was excellent.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Cheap Bengals doing cheap Bengals things. They allow Trey Hendrickson to go seek a trade.
Which is crazy, right? Like, nothing says You're great. We don't want to pay you. Go somewhere else. Right? Like, wait, here's what I don't understand in sports. And I get the monetary portion of this. And I really hate this with baseball. You trade players for prospects and hope that the prospects end up like the player you got rid of.
Yeah.
So at what point do you get the player you want and you keep him? That's what I don't understand in sports. Like,
yeah, but the question is with the Bengals, like, they have a situation, like, they've only paid Joe Burrow. And yeah, they're up, they have three guys they gotta.
They're not to pay anybody.
They're trying not to pay anybody. Like, that's the thing that's great. Like, and then Joe Burrow is sitting here and he goes, I guess I'm just a Bengal.
Right.
Like, if this was the NBA, Joe Burrow would be like, I'm making a stink. I'm getting
Get me out of here.
Get me out of here, dude.
Right. But again, I get paying the quarterback. And you franchised T. Higgins twice to avoid paying him. When in fact, if you had paid him, it would have cost you less.
And who knows if they even keep him.
Here's the deal. You know who else does this? And ends up paying an arm and a leg for a player? Dallas.
Yeah.
Dallas does the same thing to the point where they can't afford any free agents.
Same thing with Chase. Like, they went and they could have paid Chase last year, and now they're going to have to pay him, what, six? Like, who knows what they're going to have to pay
right,
him.
Right, exactly. So, I don't, and it becomes a situation where you're doing this.
They are serious.
You're hoping that he doesn't have as good a year, so you don't have to pay him as much. Which is counterproductive to what you're trying to accomplish.
Trey Hendrickson, they're saying they're seeking a second and third for him.
Second and third, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
But you forgot the caveat to this.
Got
to
pay him that munion.
Yeah.
According to reports also, a little in-state, same position drama. The Browns owner refuses to meet with Myles Garrett.
Yes. Here's what they want.
He wants to leave, dude.
Let me explain to you what they're thinking. Give us an opportunity to fix it.
Dude.
You understand what I'm saying? So if they bring in a quarterback, and they bring in some offensive weapons, will Myles Garrett feel that he's in a better place? If they get past the draft and through free agency and the team is the same, then I understand. But basically what the Browns are doing is they're saying, and they're betting on themselves, saying, we can fix this so that he'll want to stay.
Can they though, dude? Like,
I'm not saying they can or they can't, because they still got that 7,000 pound gorilla in the building. And here's the part, if I'm Myles Garrett, that I'm upset with. I'm a Browns lifer. I have dedicated every minute of my career to the success of this team. And they have brought people in here that have been counterproductive to what I want to accomplish. Fair assessments, okay? All fair. Put it this way. Here's where you know where Myles Garrett is. I don't want an extension. I don't want more money. I want to be gone.
Yep.
When you turn down money, right? So I get both sides of it. I think because it's only been a little over a month away from the season, that they feel that they can fix this.
But what's the Hail Mary? Like, is the Hail Mary you get Cam or Shador and he's going to believe in a rookie? Or is
it... I just think, like, you have to be honest about the situation and look at it and go, hey, are they making an attempt to put me on a winner? Right? Are they doing good by... Because at this point, that franchise needs to do right by Myles Garrett, either by letting him go or by putting a team around him that can compete. And once that happens, right, then we'll have a different discussion. So say if we get to June or July and you see the signings and whatever, and Myles Garrett says, no. Then at that point, but I think everybody's avoiding Myles Garrett and nobody wants to talk to Myles Garrett. And Myles Garrett doesn't want to talk to them because he doesn't want to hear what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. He wants to know that he's on a competitor. Also, look at the division you're in.
It's a tough division.
Right. So I get both sides of it. I think that
you would think, though, like if the reports are true that Haslam refused to meet with him, like
no. Haslam didn't refuse to meet with him. Myles mm-hmm. Garrett refused to meet with the owner.
Oh, that's not what I've seen reported.
Oh, you seen that?
I've seen it the other way around.
Oh, okay.
I've seen it the other way around, that the owner won't meet with Garrett, which is like, that seems like a poor decision. Well, in all this, you want to smooth things over.
Because here's the deal. As of right now, anything that you would say to him would be all talk, because nothing has been done. So do you try to do some things and then have that conversation with Myles and then say, look, this is what we've done. Bear with us.
I just think that from my standpoint, if I was Myles Garrett, it comes down to, do you think Cam Ward or Shador Sanders can be Jaden Daniels your first year?
Mm-hmm.
Because who's the veteran QB that they're going to bring in that's going to change the plan?
It's all on the offensive side of the ball.
Right.
And here's
the guy's a good coach. I would believe in the coach. Right. When he's not a quarterback, he's been decent.
Here's the deal, though. Now they need a running back. So as the years go forward in Myles Garrett's career, instead of gaining momentum towards that goal, you're actually losing momentum because you're losing other players. They traded Za'Darius to the
Lions.
The Lions. So how do you think maybe he was affected by that?
Mm.
Right? So I don't know. I just know that if I'm the Cleveland Browns, I'm going to do everything that I can to try to make the situation better and then present it to Myles Garrett. If he's still not happy, then I'll help facilitate a trade. But I think if I'm also the Browns, I do it before the draft.
I mean, like, that's the thing is, like, they say they won't listen to any calls. Like, he feels like the guy out there that would get you a haul. Like, you would at least get two for him, you think?
First round picks. You know what? It's weird because you think of all the players. People really haven't given a lot, because think about this. What is Hendrickson going to get? Second or third?
But he wants a new deal. Like, does Garrett want a new deal? Yeah, or
he's younger.
He is. Is he better?
Is he better than Myles Garrett? Myles Garrett is one of the scariest human beings.
And that's what I'm saying.
Like, just walking by him, like, even seeing him smile and dance, you thinking, that's a monster.
He's a giant.
Yeah. So, and I don't know. I just, there's a fine line between you know, can a player determine whether the team is doing enough to win?
I mean, in this sport, it doesn't, like, it's not out of the realm of possibility. Like, it's kind of what got Deshaun Watson initially, like, wanting to leave Houston, is he didn't trust the organization.
Right.
I mean, before all the baggage came on with it and all the scandal came with it. Like, remember, he was trying to get out of there before all that stuff dropped.
Correct.
But, you know, so it's not, I mean, it's not unheard of. Like, when time comes to an end, you know, organizations are usually, I think there's more of a propensity to be like, all right, you're done with it. Like, let's move on. I think with the Dolphins, like, they're kind of with that with Tyreek, right? Like, how bought in is Tyreek with this team now?
Right.
With everything. We'll take a break here on the show. But before that, Leroy, tell them one more time what we got coming up here at Doral with Live Golf.
So Live Golf is coming back. You know how much we like to party. You know how much we like golf. And they're bringing it to the Blue Monster. Trump National Doral, April 4th through the 6th. You know they go big. And this is what I love about this tournament. I can park my butt in one spot. All the golfers tee off at the same time. I'm talking about guys like John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, all major championship winners. They have huge DJ sets, epic street food, and ska punk legend Sublime headlining. I can watch all my golfers from one spot. It's unbelievable. Grab your tickets at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQM. Happy Friday to everybody out there. I want to let you guys know about an event we got coming up, Buckets and Bets. You guys can experience every buzzer beater, every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets from March 20th through the 23rd. It's presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages are available at Ticketmaster. Get all the info at WQAM.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Keep listening to our show for details on how you can win tickets. We'll give those away before the end of today's show. We are also going to talk to the bad guy, Chael Sonnen. As you charmed him last time, Marcos. The last time that we had Chael Sonnen on, you were smitten. You love the bad guy. Are you excited to speak with him again?
I am indeed. You embarrassed me last time, I must say, but I forgive you. I hope Leroy doesn't embarrass me this time. And I have written a soliloquy for the man.
How did I embarrass you?
Because you didn't give him a proper introduction. And then, you know, I'm standing there like, oh, stupid little frog boy. And then at the end, he's like, you're not going to talk, producer boy? And I was like, so if possible, if you would allow me to, after you finish thinking.
You can ask whatever you want.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want you can hop in whenever you want. I didn't mean that as a frogatory comment.
I felt offended, but I'll move
I'm sorry. It wasn't defrogatory.
I'll move past it. I want to know if it's okay after you thank the nice people at Toyota of Hollywood later when we get them on the hotline. If I can give him the proper introduction that he deserves,
I would be all for it.
Perfect.
I would be all for it. We will talk to. By the way, did you see that Ilya Topuria had a little teasy poo on Twitter? He goes. When we announce it, you won't believe it. Get ready. And I was like, I was like, well, what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? Is
what
he
does
known?
That mean?
I don't think he's known to tell tall tales. You know, sometimes Conor McGregor may say some things and you're like, that's just Conor McGregor. Taboria? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a weird, like, what would be the thing that he could fight, who he could fight that you wouldn't believe? Because there's not like, I mean, I feel like everybody assumes he's going to fight Islam for the lightweight championship because we talked to, you know, he moved off of featherweight. It's going to be, and I don't think he's going to fight Paddy because Paddy's got to fight. I don't even know if Paddy's going to beat Michael Chandler. So yeah. I don't feel like that's the matchup. I'm not sure. Unless he's just teasing them. I feel like Poirier is a pretty obvious fight. Like, everybody would love that fight. I don't understand. Yeah. Like, if you told me when we announce it, you won't believe it. I'm like, you're fighting Poirier. I'd be like, well, that's an awesome fight. I can't wait, but I would believe it. Like, the only guy that I would be like, I don't believe it is Conor because I never believe Conor's fighting again. Mm. Like, that's the only guy when you would be like, you're right. I don't believe it, Ilya, because I don't believe he'll make it to the cage.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. That's where he lost us. If he would have just said huge fight coming, we'd be like, you won't believe it. You won't believe it.
I don't know what that means.
He's going to fight Mighty Mouse.
Right. Guys, I'm actually, guess what? I'm going down to flyweight. I'm going to, you know, this whole I can't make the weight thing. I'm going to go to flyweight. And then
told you, you wouldn't believe it.
You wouldn't believe it. But whenever you give me a tease like that, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to be like, all right, you better dazzle me. Yeah. Don't just throw a tease out there like that, Ilya Topuria, and tell me once we announce it, you're not going to believe it. I better not believe it.
All right, this whole credibility is on the line with this one.
Yep, exactly, dude. Exactly. Oh, hello, Leroy.
What's up?
Hello.
Were you getting a sandwich or something, dude?
No, I had to chase a dog.
Can't eat a sandwich today, right?
Can't eat a sandwich.
Why?
Friday.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, got you there.
Peanut butter and jelly could kick rocks.
Wow. All right. Let's say things we can't take back.
I don't want it back.
Okay.
Wow.
You haven't lived until you got that government peanut butter in that can with the oil on the top. Then you feel differently about peanut butter.
I don't like that you base a lot of your current eating habits on things that happened 50 years ago. I still don't like your rice steak.
I just, dude,
Like, how you look at rice and how I look at rice are two different things. I know.
I feel like he loved. He would love paella.
Oh, he would.
I didn't
love
like.
Paella.
I've eaten it.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm saying like, as far as a go-to move, like, no.
You need a good paella.
Yeah, paella is delicious.
I eat rice with gumbo, red beans. Right? Like, there's certain things I eat rice with. Fried rice. Big fan of fried rice.
Oh, man. Delicious. Yeah. We'll take a break here on the show. When we come back, we'll mix things on up, dude.
Yeah. Can you feel it, baby? I get two.
The NASCAR Cup Series is coming to Homestead Miami Speedway, and we got your chance to win tickets to NASCAR's finest high-stakes adrenaline-fueled racing and NASCAR's top drivers. You guys can win. Just go to WQM.com's contest page and enter there, everybody. It is that time, ladies and gentlemen, where we take out our feather dusters and we tickle Leroy's fancy for the weekend.
You know what tickle my fancy right now? Some food.
I thought you were going to say a fatty that you could shame.
See?
Wow,
see?
Wow, dude.
See? Nope.
That's low blow even for you, Tobin.
Yeah.
Low blow even for you, dude. I'm so fancy. You
already know I'm in the best lane. Ah. From LA to Tokyo. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to it. Leroy today at 105. The Miami Marlins take on the Boston Red Sox in spring training action. Tickle your fancy? Very mature.
Right
fancy
now.
Not tickled.
My Marlins watching is only centered around one person while we still have them. Sandy. Yeah.
I know who it was.
Okay.
I was aware. I knew where you were going with that one.
Yeah.
What about tonight at 8 o'clock?
Hey.
The Miami Heat host the Minnesota Timberwolves. Does that game tickle your fancy?
Yep. Hopefully we can get more than 3 quarters.
I do see that the line looks like it went down. I think it was -4.5, and now it's 5.5. I hope that's not a bad sign about Tyler tonight. Well, we'll see.
Man, I'm telling you what. Bubble guts and head colds are killing. Like, holy smokes. They're out the same amount of time as a rolled ankle.
I know, dude. It's crazy. Also, I forget what Andrew Wiggins looks like. Like, can I see him playing a Heat uniform? Yeah, but
with those ankles, though, when you see it, you're like, whoo.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Like, you saw the one with Jalen Brunson last night.
Oh, that's not good.
When your ankle lands sideways on the ground, you like, oof.
Tomorrow, Leroy, at 6 o'clock.
Six?
On the ice.
Mm-hmm.
The Florida Panthers, they wrap up their homestand with a scrap against the Buffalo Sabres. Does that game tickle your fancy?
Well, it's not the Bills, but it'll have to do for now.
It's the only Buffalo we can beat.
Yep. I actually enjoy watching the Panthers. I'll be in on it.
All right. Leroy and our boy Mackey is killing it right now.
Killing it.
He's welcome.
He is welcome. The Rook, we welcomed him on the show, and he hasn't stopped scoring goals since. So
yep.
What are you going to do? Later on, Leroy, that night, we have the second night of a back-to-back, the Miami Heat. They take on the Chicago Bulls at 8 o'clock. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, but hopefully we get some guys back, right?
Hopefully.
Ankle.
Yep.
Like, I'm going to say this. I don't want to say it.
Careful.
But because of where I am with the fat shaming, I have to use other outlets.
So you're doing durability shaming?
I would say this. Why is the healthiest guy Terry Rozier?
I don't know. Though he wasn't last year. Right. It hasn't been the same since.
Yeah.
Leroy, that night we also have the Los Angeles Lakers, who are on a tear right now, taking on the Boston Celtics on national television.
Tickles
your fancy?
My fancy is tickled.
Very rarely do you have a basketball game that piques your interest like that that's not the home team.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm just curious because, first of all, the Lakers and Warriors play at 10 at night every night. Now we got them in prime time. I want to see the show.
All right.
I mean, even like out of shape Luka, I mean, still scoring 32 and damn near getting triple doubles. I mean, he can't be that much out of shape, right?
He's not out of shape. It was a lie. And honestly, quite frankly, I'm starting to buy into this whole this was a conspiracy.
They didn't want to pay him.
No, I think that the NBA wanted to make moves to make this happen.
Really?
Okay. Shake up the league.
All right. They shook it up. We haven't had a trade deadline like this in a minute.
And especially one that's effective for your teams.
Right.
Can I just get that? Can the Warriors lose one, please? For my mental health. Meanwhile, Leroy, 10 o'clock on Saturday night from Las Vegas, UFC 313, Alex Pajeda takes on Magomed Ankalaev for the light heavyweight championship of the world. Does that fight tickle your fancy?
It tickles my fancy, but I never make it through the card unless I'm there. But I would say this. It is amazing how you struggle through the English language, but how you can pull that name off.
My fancy is tickled.
Amazing.
Magomed Ankalaev?
Yes. He is batting 1,000 when it comes to getting names. He don't screw no names up.
I think he's got a chance.
Yeah?
I do.
All right.
I think he's got a chance. I really do. Leroy on Sunday.
Yes.
You know, we got, maybe I can get you this one. On Sunday. In spring training action. The Miami Marlins take on the Houston Astros. Tickle your fancy?
Fancy not tickled.
What are you doing? You think you were fancying it up and putting a different day on it?
It's local. Maybe I'll go. Maybe I'll go check out the fish right up the block.
No, but
I might go. I might go. I'll tell my son, like, you know, we'll watch Jansen Junk pitch, and he goes, "This guy," and I'm like, "They don't make him like Rob Nen, dude. They don't make him like Rob Nen anymore."
Who?
What? Please don't say things like that. Don't say things like that.
Who do they not make him like anymore?
Can I just tell you?
Rob Nunn?
You saying you don't know him is the equivalent to kicking Tobin in the junk, right?
You like, don't know who 1997 Marlins closer Rob Nen was? World Nen. Champion.
Rob Nen. Dressed as a giant in this picture.
He did go to the Giants. That was his post. That was his post Marlins team. But he won a championship with the Fish. I love this Legends of Date Instagram account. I was taken down memory lane. Although I think they were trolling on one of these because it said nothing like a good relief pitcher you can count on. And the first one is El Pupo Antonio Fonseca
with the extra finger.
Yeah, Uga Thurbina, champion closer. I don't know who's 66. Who's 66? Is that Steve Cishek? Yeah, Steve Cishek.
Old sidewinder.
Yep.
But then
they put in the middle of it Reniel Pinto. And if you want to talk about a person who's given me a lot of angst in my life, Reniel Pinto, dude, is one of those guys. Oh, Todd Jones.
Can I just tell you, of all the things that the Marlins have done wrong throughout their history, they had a stretch where
any closer they signed balled out.
Yep, that's true.
I mean, what is it, like a stretch of what, 7 or 8 years? Where they just pick a closer? And he was awesome?
I just saw Schmeathen's comment. It's not funny. It's scary.
Oh my God.
Remember Leo Nunez?
No, dude. You're the only one that remembers these people.
Remember when we found out that wasn't his name? He was pitching under a false identity.
Juan Carlos Oviedo. Is
yeah, dude. He turned. He's like. Turns out he was as Leo Nunez. He was good, but then when we realized he had a fake name, he lost his goods. Wow. He was also years older.
And so, and not only that, when he did go to his real name, everybody said, who? The guy that used to be named.
The artist formerly known as Leo Nunez.
That happened
didn't they
with,
like, end up sending him back home or something? Didn't they end up sending him back home or something like that?
Something like that. Yeah. It ended up being the whole thing.
Remember that?
And how old was he? Here's the other issue.
Yeah, no, he was older. He was older than what he claimed.
Yeah.
He was older than what he claimed.
Says it. He was 17. Now, apparently, 42. The math ain't math in there.
It was really crazy. Name controversy under his Wikipedia. In 2011, the Florida Marlins placed Oviedo on the restricted list without listing a reason. The Associated Press reported that his real name was Juan Carlos Oviedo and that he was a year older than listed and that he had returned to the Dominican Republic to deal with the issue. The Dominican Central Electoral Commission President Roberto Rosario said that Oviedo signed a sworn statement saying that he used fake identification documents. Crazy. He then was suspended
for using a fake name.
Yeah, for using a fake name. Then he ended up getting hurt. He had to get Tommy John surgery, and then he went to the Rays.
Wow. So he was still able to play baseball.
Marlins got some controversies, man.
Remember Trevor Hoffman?
Weird stuff. Of course.
He was the tiny rocked up closer.
And then when he went, but he really flourished with the Padres.
Yep.
Really flourished with the Padres.
Didn't he have like the all time record for saves?
I think he does. Yeah. Most saves, I know. I think it is Trevor Hoffman. No, Mariano now.
Yeah, he got it,
but Hoffman,
he had it before.
He had it before, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That is Tickle My Fancy. Take a break.
Oh, that was Tickle My Fancy? You just took us off on a baseball tangent?
Sorry. Wow. Back after this.
Selfish. Fancy, not tickled.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.